أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of God, the All-Compassionate, the All-Merciful, and may great peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad and his household. Assalamu alaikum, my dear audience, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the series of talks for humanity. As you know, in these series of talks, we are talking about different aspects of humanity in the Holy Book. One of the great and significant aspects of that is how the human being should behave confronting the environment. You know, we are living in a world with many, many things, with numerous things around us, the apparently non-living creatures. Sometimes we talk about how to behave the other creatures, the living creatures, the people like us, human beings, that is one case. But a different case is how to behave the other things, the things that are not human beings, no matter different elements of nature, trees, seas, oceans, mountains, different plants, or animals. In another word, we can say it sometimes occurs to us that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given in His holy book any type of perspective for us about how we can behave, how we can confront the environment. Nowadays, different schools of thought in the modern world are giving theories about environment. How much it means to them, how much it means to their thought, and what kind of position the environment has in their theory. In the third word, we can say that in the Holy Book, we are looking about a specific systematic vision that the Holy Book gives to us about the environment as general. And that is a very important case. We previously, in a long time ago, within numerous episodes, we tried to comprehensively touch the Quranic theory about how to behave other human beings in different classes, in different levels. But it seems appropriate to talk about how to confront the environment, even the non-living creatures, no matter animals or other creatures. The best term for using about that is the same environment. So we try in these few episodes to review some verses of the Holy Book about this case. We try to focus on Quranic verses apart from other sources. Although there are many other points could be discovered out of the heritage of Ahlul Bayt, the literature, the narrations that we inherited from Ahlul Bayt. For now, we are not going to touch them. We are not going to talk about them. We are just going to focus on Quranic point of view toward environment. So follow us. We will get back to the topic after a short break. Welcome back, my dear audience, brothers and sisters, to the series of Talks for Humanity. We initiated a kind of preliminary explanation and introduction to the new topic that we are talking about environment in Islamic point of view, or more precisely, more accurately, Quranic point of view. Of course, we do not expect the Quranic theory to be very specific. and very detailed theory about every single aspect of environments. No. As it is expected in other cases from the Holy Book, we expect only to gain and deduce and grab a kind of very general image that the Quran is going to give us about the environment as a very general concept. Because even if we sometimes want to research, to have a kind of reflection upon the narrations from Ahlul Bayt regarding the same topic, we need in advance to have the Quranic vision in our mind, because that is a kind of supervising image that influences whatever content that we catch from narrations of Ahlul Bayt. We can begin with this issue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala basically considers whatever manifestation of environment as a kind of adornment for the world, not for human beings. And that is a very important case. It might sound a little bit strange to us at the beginning, but when we reflect upon that a little bit, we will find that it is very thoughtful, a very deep point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا. Indeed, we have made whatever is on the earth an adornment for it. And that its antecedent is the earth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not say that إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَكُمْ. This is a kind of adornment for you. No, he says for it, for the earth. It means he wants to warn the human beings, its addressees, not to be misguided. Let me elaborate a little bit upon that. Sometimes, since we are human beings and we normally think that everything belongs to us, we think that everything we find, everything we catch, everything we own, it is going to give us a kind of personality, a kind of identity, a kind of new, let's say, feature. So if I buy a very new brand car, a very modern car, or a very luxurious house, I unconsciously might think or might feel that, okay, I have a different I. I'm a different person. My life is divided into two segments, before buying this car or after that. So I'm a different person now. Now it's a little bit funny, but believe me, it is going on in our life. Keep it in your mind and think upon that a little bit. In the next episode, inshallah, we will focus on that a little more. Thank you. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. Jannah.